live and local. This is Perth Live with Oliver Peterson.
The border between Western Australia and Victoria, it is now closed. Anyone arriving into WA will need a COVID test on arrival and quarantine for 14 days, as Victoria has today recorded 7 cases of coronavirus within the community. These have been linked to a family which broke out of quarantine by going shopping. How ridiculous can you be? And those infected Sydney removalists. A short time ago, the police commissioner, Chris Dawson, said the footy tomorrow night between Frio and Geelong will still proceed.
We realise that this development will have caught many travellers off guard, and there are people arriving today to a very different set of conditions than they were expecting. Some are still flying here as I speak. This includes the Geelong Football Club, who are arriving now for a match against Fremantle tomorrow night. At this stage, the match can still go ahead with strict protocols that the Chief Health Officer and I have discussed. That will mean that the players go straight into isolation and get tested tonight. Those test results will also be known before the game starts. Under these conditions, we can still allow a crowd at the football match tomorrow, and that's good news. It is the result of a very well-disciplined set of conditions that we have established with the AFL over the past season.
That is the Police Commissioner Chris Dawson. What was very interesting, when the press release lobbed into our inbox about an hour ago now, it said that was signed off by the Acting Premier. Now, who might that be, you ask? Mark McGowan is on leave. His deputy, Roger Cook, is on leave. So then usually that responsibility would fall on the leader of the Legislative Council, Sue Ellery. But guess what? She's also on leave. So the acting Premier this afternoon in Western Australia, the fourth choice, is the Minister for Mental Health, Aboriginal Affairs, Industrial Relations, and the Deputy Leader of the Legislative Council, Stephen Dawson. Now, I will defend politicians going on leave. They certainly need a break. And Mark McGowan, Roger Cook have been working very, very hard over the last 18 months. But the pandemic has kicked up a gear these last couple of weeks yet again. So I don't think it's unreasonable that either Mark McGowan or Roger Cook should have fronted that press conference just a short time ago. If we're going to be shutting borders with other states, either the Premier or Deputy Premier need to be explaining those decisions that have been made in the emergency management meetings. Don't leave it to the fourth in charge, the acting Premier.